We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man's body found in West Wichita in a street. We've got the story.
Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Avenue. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Kansas Medicaid plan would increase tobacco taxes. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Another breezy day expected across south-central Kansas, but not quite as windy as yesterday, and a bit of a warm-up. Our full forecast is coming up.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is elected for a second term. Trudeau spoke to a crowd of supporters.
To the leaders of the other parties and their families, thank you for being a part of this essential exercise in democracy. You have chosen to serve. Thank you for stepping up in this campaign and in this political life.
Trudeau's party will not have the majority in Parliament. He was re-elected despite several personal scandals, including photos of him wearing blackface. A man's body was found lying in a street near a busy intersection in West Wichita. First responders were called to Mays Road, north of Central, around 9 Monday night. Police Lieutenant Mike Linehan.
When the initial officers arrived on scene, they located a male subject laying in the road, southbound Mays Road, about a quarter mile or so north of Central. Was a light-complected male, believed to be in his 30s. He was unresponsive, and he was subsequently pronounced deceased by EMS.
But it's unknown how the man died or how he got there, so the investigation continues.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider a possible change in Douglas Avenue right through the heart of the city. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the Community Foundation wants to give the city a grant to experiment with narrowing Douglas to one lane.
Many people in the community that do not want us to take Douglas down to one lane each direction, and unless you just want people to avoid Douglas altogether, which I don't know if that's ultimately the end goal, but that certainly can be controversial.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The legislative leaders spearheading an effort to pass a plan for expanding Medicaid in Kansas have drafted a proposal that would raise tobacco taxes.
The proposal, outlined Monday by Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning, differs significantly from an expansion plan backed by Governor Laura Kelly. It includes provisions designed to keep some working-class Kansans in private health plans rather than providing them with a state Medicaid coverage, and does not include a work requirement for program participants. The tax on a pack of cigarettes would rise by $1 to $2.29. Denning says a legislative committee was set to review the plan this week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The House Democrats' inquiry against President Trump is taking center stage on both sides of the aisle.
These are tense times on Capitol Hill as the impeachment inquiry against President Trump continues in the Democrat-led House. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs has led an effort with more than 180 GOP co-sponsors to censure House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff.
It isn't that we view him as a fair arbiter. He's not a fair arbiter. And that's part of what this goes to.
Connecticut Democrat Congressman Jim Himes told CBS Republicans are arguing process because the facts are not very good for them.
The fact is that pretty much everybody that was inside the White House, from the whistleblower to all of the other witnesses that have released opening statements, had profound discomfort with what Rudy Giuliani was doing.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Sports, we'll be taking a look at the preseason men's basketball poll coming out from the Associated Press. We'll take a look at that coming up in sports.
And it turns out you can be too old to trick-or-treat. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Trump advisor Ivanka Trump will visit Wichita Thursday. They will first visit WSU Tech National Center for Aviation Training for a tour and roundtable discussion. Then they plan a visit to Textron Aviation for a tour.
Democrat presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she's working out the details of her Medicaid for All plan. Fox's Jillian Turner with more.
Voters demanding to know how she plans to pay for the most expensive project any candidate has put forward yet. She says she needs just a little bit more time. But not everyone's buying the delay tactic. The Biden campaign saying, we hope her plan will be straight with the American people about how much middle-class taxes will go up to pay for the $30 trillion it will take to fund Medicare for All. One thing Warren does know how she wants to fund is public school education. She plans to use a wealth tax dividend to reshape nearly every aspect of the system, from classroom demographics to gun safety and corruption.
Warren says she has a plan to invest $800 billion into the nation's school system.
California is making some changes in who can vote in its primaries.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla announcing the state's more than 5.6 million independent voters will be allowed to cast ballots in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, but not the Republican primary. Independent voters in the state, known as no party preference, make up about 28% of registered voters. In state primaries, California puts all candidates on the same ballot regardless of party, and the two candidates that receive the highest vote totals move on to the general election, but the presidential primary doesn't work that way. Independent voters will need to specifically ask for a Democratic ballot in person or by mail ahead of the primary. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Hey, leave the candy for the kids. Turns out you can be too old to trick-or-treat.
In those communities, it's believed that trick-or-treating on Halloween is for the young, but not the young at heart. In some places, you can be fined if you're caught ringing bells for candy if you're too old. But in some, you can actually be arrested. Chesapeake, Virginia is one such place where a 45-year-old law says that if you're over 13 and caught trick-or-treating, you can actually be tossed in jail for up to 6 months, although the cops say that's never been enforced. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning out there in traffic, we've got a traffic accident, watch out. This traffic accident at Central and Crestway. There's actually a couple of accidents here, one a non-injury and one an injury traffic accident. Central and Crestway. Crestway, a little ways west of Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Down the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear and cool across Wichita this morning. It'll be sunny and breezy this afternoon. We get to 65 for the high. Clear and not as cool tonight. Our low 47, and then a breezy day on Wednesday with a high near 70. It looks like our next chance of rain may arrive late on Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, west wind at 6 miles per hour, and we've had a drop of about 6 degrees in the past hour. We are at 36 degrees. It's chilly. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. KTV is planning to air a live debate, I believe, tonight. And with us to talk about that, Chief Anchor Deb Ferris. Good morning, Deb.
Well, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, you know, a little chilly this morning, but other than that, we're doing well.
Well, good.
You have a, is a debate going to be live? Is it going to be something you've already done? How's it going to work tonight?
It's going to be live, 6:30, right after the 6 o'clock news. So we'll have the mayor, Jeff Longwell, and then Representative Brandon Whipple.
Okay, and the write-in candidate is not going to be there, huh?
He will not be there, just because it, you know, we planned this months ago.
Yeah.
And we will have a response from him tonight at 10 o'clock, though.
Oh, okay, that's being fair. Listen, Deb, so how are you going to do this? Are you going to be the person who anchors the whole thing and asks all the questions?
So Pilar Pedraza, who is our political reporter, and then my co-anchor, Craig Negrelli, and me will be the moderators.
All right. So do you think you got some good questions for him there?
Well, you know, there's been a little controversy that's come up between in this race, which, you know, it seemed like it was pretty standard for a while, but then it got a little interesting. So, yeah, you know, we're going to ask everything from the importance of transparency to should the city council and the mayor be limited on their gifts, that they're received, that they receive throughout the year, along with the baseball stadium, the water treatment plant. So there's a variety of subjects that we'll be covering tonight.
All right,
and it starts at 6:30.
6:30 is going to be a half-hour show then, or half hour?
Half hour. 6:30 to 7, commercial free.
Okay, so they when they run over their time limit, and they do you have, who which one of you is going to hit them with the big mallet and make them be quiet?
Well, we've got a security guard for that. No,
you hire some people, huh? All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, the thing is that this kind of format and tonight, I think people, voters, citizens, whoever, they should get a pretty good look at those guys and. You know, both of them have stories to tell and reasons they do things. And it sounds like, you know, I know you guys are going to have the right questions and probably get some good answers. Somebody could tune in and really find out some good information tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you think about how close the election is and with all this new information coming out, I think people want to know where these candidates stand, you know, what how they feel about certain issues, mm-hmm. especially in light of all the recent, you know, and you think about, there's all kinds of things that are happening right now as far as Century 2.
Right.
People want to know, okay, what's going to happen with Century 2? And as I mentioned, the transparency issue, there's been some scrutiny about whether or not all the details were released about the baseball stadium early enough. And then, mm-hmm. of course, the water treatment plant, you know, the mayor was – there was an investigation in the Eagle about the mayor pushing this contract towards some of his friends that he went golfing with. And then there was a recent video that was released about sexual harassment at the legislative level. So there's a lot. There's a lot.
Okay. We're going to have a jam-packed 30 minutes. Deb, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. That's KTV's Chief Anchor Deb Ferris. That debate is at 6:30 tonight on CAKE, which is, last time I checked, that was Channel 10. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNS. Well, we had a windy, cooler day across central Kansas Monday. The high temperature was 66, normal high 68. And as I pointed out a minute ago, Ted, the temperature dropped to 36 this morning. It had been up to about 45 earlier in the morning, it's down to 36 degrees. So
what happened? Did a cold front come through?
I don't know. I guess they decided that we needed to change colors on some of our trees again. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. On this date in 1962, in a nationally broadcast address, President John F. Kennedy revealed the presence of Soviet-built missile bases under construction in Cuba and announced a quarantine of all offensive military equipment being shipped to the communist island nation. And he actually showed on TV, it was the old black and white grainy TV, we were all watching these photos taken from somewhere way up high of the missiles stacked up in rows on the Cuban soil. Well, those were produced by a U-2 flight, which was our very, very high altitude plane. One of them crashed during the Eisenhower administration, but they kept using them. They may be using them today. I don't know. They probably got better satellites, but whatnot. Have you ever seen a U-2 up close?
I don't think
that's
I have.
That's an interesting plane because the CIA were the pilots. It wasn't Air Force. The CIA piloted these things. They had one out at McConnell when they had an open house several years ago. And, I mean, this is just a few years ago. And there was a ring around it, and there was an armed guard there. You couldn't get close. The thing is, the wingspan, it looks like it's like almost made out of paper mache. The wingspan is like 100 feet, and there's just one guy in there, and of course a camera, and one pilot. It's interesting plane, but apparently that was before we had satellites. That's the way we spied on people all around the world. The U-2, 8:17 now. Steve and Ted, and we're talking about TV. There was Deb Ferris a minute ago. Ted, I'm going to have an appointment this morning with Victor Hogstrom over at Channel 8.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to tape an interview for his one-on-one show.
Oh, my.
And
you are now among the rich and famous.
Just to clarify that Victor's interviewing me, not
right?
The other way around. And this shoe has not been on the other foot for me. I have not been in that situation ever. So I hope Victor is not like, Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes, and, you know, I'll be sweating and stuttering and stammering. You know, I hope he doesn't ask
questions.
That'd
be good TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you should have both of us on there. We could goad each other into stomach. Yeah, no. Anyway, I look forward to it. I don't know when it's going to air. Don't know anything about it. I'll find out more information. Maybe somebody would like to see that interview. If it's really,
I would like to see it.
If it's really,
whenever it airs.
If I really think I did a bad job, I'm not going to ever mention it again, and you'll never hear about it.
Oh, I'll promote it.
Thanks, Ted. Always looking out. You got my back, as they say, right? Okay. Missouri man has busted the state records for the heaviest and second heaviest pumpkins.
Hey, now.
1,700, an 1,800-pound almost, and a 1,677-pound giants. Richard Bottorf entered into the Republic Pumpkin Days. They were more combined than a compact car. This guy also won back in 2017. He grew a 1,500-pounder. So they can grow these things in Missouri, these giant pumpkins. All right. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. We got the Fall Classic starting tonight.
Yes, we do.
And we had some football last night. Right,
Ted? Yep. Monday Night Football last night in New York. Oh, actually in New Jersey. The New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. The Jets are struggling. The Patriots are undefeated at 6-0. Yeah, you can kind of figure out how this one went last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Third and goal at the one. Brady under center. I formation gets the snap. Hands off to Michelle. Gets the block from the tight end. Tomlinson touchdown for a third time tonight. Sony Michel, touchdown New England. And the lead is 32-0 over the Jets.
Yeah. Patriots 33, Jets nothing.
Ooh.
Patriots are now 7-0 on the season. We will talk some pro football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. 6 o'clock tonight, that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, lots of topics to talk about, including the Chiefs coming off a win. Chiefs' upcoming game Sunday night, Arrowhead Stadium, a rematch of Super Bowl I against the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, the health of quarterback Pat Mahomes. We'll discuss it all tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH. Speaking of Pat Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, his health. I tell you what, his recovery from the dislocated knee appears to be going quite swimmingly.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid telling reporters Monday it's a stretch for quarterback Patrick Mahomes to play Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers as he recovers from a dislocated kneecap suffered in the Chiefs win over the Denver Broncos.
You go off his how he feels and what the doctors say and go with it.
Mahomes exited in the first half of last Thursday's victory, replaced by Matt Moore, an MRI revealing no structural damage to the knee, with the current prognosis for the reigning MVP of the NFL to miss at least 3 games. The Chiefs, for now, are preparing for Moore to be starting at quarterback against Green Bay. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Baseball tonight is Game 1 of the World Series. The National League and American League champions meet. It's the Washington Nationals visiting the Houston Astros. For the first time ever, the Nationals franchise is participating in the World Series, even going back to the days when they were the Montreal Expos. The Nationals and the Astros at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In college men's basketball, the Associated Press Top 25 preseason poll has been released. Michigan State is the overwhelming preseason number 1, Kentucky at number 2. Number 3 is Kansas. The Jayhawks got 3 first-place votes, the second most behind Michigan State. Duke at number 4. There's your AP Top 25 preseason poll, which has come out. Memphis, out of the American Athletic Conference, is preseason number 14 in the nation. The Shocks will be competing with them this season. And it was 70 years ago on this day. The Shocker football team had a home game against Northern State. And it would turn out to be the second biggest win in Shocker football history. The final score that day was Wichita State 91, Northern State nothing.
Wow.
As Northern State out of South Dakota went back home and never played the Shockers ever again.
I don't blame them.
No, come down here and get beat 91 nothing. Second biggest win in Shocker football history was 70 years ago on this day. And a happy birthday today to my Aunt Sally.
Aunt Sally,
who is a Steve and Ted listener, and she is celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Aunt Sally.
Probably the first person that was my babysitter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a teenager back then.
The stories she could tell.
I'm sure she's got a lot of them.
Happy birthday, Aunt Sally.
We will not
Sally.
Divulge those. Oh, yeah, no. Happy birthday to Aunt Sally today.
All right, 8:22. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean claims Adam Schiff is a liar. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.